an obvious question. Everyone knows that Tim Tebow has had an affiliation with the people of the Philippines, and we knew this horrible typhoon with such devastating winds was on the way. I don't know what kind of communication you may have had with Tim leading into what we now know is just really a catastrophic situation there.
Well, as you said, with his past relationships and being born in the Philippines and having so many friends over there, we were in contact ahead of time. Most of the early discussion was dealing with how our hospital that we're working on over there right now, how it would be positioned. Was it in the path of the storm or not? Were the oil support in the path of the storm or not? And so a lot of the early discussions were, what do we need to do from a preparedness side for the facilities and children that we serve over there? Once we knew that those facilities weren't in the direct path and the children weren't in the direct path, you know, then certainly all of our attention and prayers turned to the people that were in the path and what we could do from a ministry perspective to help them.
The hospital that is under construction that I think is going to be ready by spring, is that one on an island that just isn't as impacted by the typhoon?
That's correct, yes. The hospital, so it's called the Tebow Cure Hospital. It's a hospital geared towards orthopedic surgery, and it's interesting. There's moments we just, over the last few days, have so wished that it was done and prepared, because we feel like we could really be helping a lot of the people over there right now in that facility. But it doesn't open until sometime between spring and summer of next year, and it sits down on the island of Mindanao. So if you look at the Philippines country, the two large islands are kind of the North and South Islands, and so of Manila and Mindanao, and a storm came through the middle. And our hospital is well below that. In fact, on our initial report, as the storm passed through, the hospital didn't even receive any rain. So we were a good bit south. You know, however, again, we have ministry partners that work into all the regions that were hit. But the hospital itself was in good shape, and will be on path to open and on time.
So in what way is the foundation ready to help? And are you primarily taking financial donations? Do you have people who are volunteering their time to go and help in a relief sort of way?
Well, I think what you find a lot of times is that it's awesome, by the way, that people want to go help and have that call and feel to want to go do something. But so many times when you're dealing with disaster relief like this, it's not organized enough for people. You know, there's emergency teams of many different ministries in there right now. We have a board member that left immediately upon the storm passing through and has been on ground now for a couple of days. And so what we're doing right now is assessing need. You know, we really have two focuses. One, we want to help as many people as possible, and we want to do it in a way that shares God's love with those people. And so we have our board member there. We have other ministries we're talking to continuously, getting updates, because so many of the different islands and areas, we've even yet to hear what the need is. And so right now we've set out on giving people the ability to donate and be part of the restoration that will take place in that country. And we will be giving our people full details on how that money is being used. But right now we just know that there's going to be multiple needs in multiple ways, whether it's rebuilding churches, whether it's going in there and just feeding people, giving them shelter. There's going to be some immediate needs and some long-term needs. And we're going to try to do our best to address both.
I know many people are going to want to know, do you anticipate that Tim Tebow will actually go there to offer any personal assistance, given his ties there through so many years?
Yeah, I think Tim, that's a great question. Of course, that's one of the questions people do want to know. You know, I think for us right now, Tim, man, with the passion and love he has for the Philippines and the Filipino people, he'd like to be there right this minute. But I think what we're trying to do is take the lead from our ministry partners and from the Filipino government to understand when the right time would be to go. Because as you know, with Timmy, he goes over to the Philippines. It's, we don't want to be a distraction or anything other than help. And so trying to figure out when that time would be and what fits, something that we'll be working with them on over the next few weeks, and just trying to time it. But he's like all the rest of us. I mean, sitting here on the phone right now, I wish I was there. But I think there's also a level of making sure you're effective in time your trip where you actually can be of help. So it's the same with Tim right now.
Now, so on the Tim Tebow Foundation website, you all list how you can help or donate. Will that money primarily go to, like, then to the Red Cross or?
So you reference our website. If you go on our website, it's www.timtebowfoundation.org. we have a generic button for Philippine aid, which was just not really one of what we do year round, but obviously is the answer to this relief effort. So if people donate to that particular piece, we're not sure that it will go to the Red Cross yet, or, you know, we've got friends over there with the Red Cross, friends with World Vision, friends with different other Convoy of Hope. There's a bunch of ministries that are heading into that area. But from our side, again, where we like to do as a foundation is kind of to fill the gap as to who needs it. And so that's the best part about us having a board member over there, is that decision is going to be made by, you know, assessing who's going to be using the dollars in a great way of stewardship right then, and who we can help.